Lost. To understand the culture in which the Bible was written, you may want to purchase a few good biblical resource books. There are two types of books you should consider purchasing: a one or two volume commentary on the whole Bible and a Bible dictionary. Most one or two volume commentaries are concise. They give you the necessary information on important words, phrases, and verses from the Bible. They won't comment on every verse, and they won't give you a detailed explanation of any one verse, but they're good resources to help you begin to understand God's Word. Bible dictionaries contain short articles in alphabetical order on people, places, and objects found in the Bible. Some Bible dictionaries also contain maps, diagrams, and pictures of cities, regions, and artifacts. Here's a short list of resources that you may find helpful in your study of the Bible. Life Application New Testament Commentary, Halley's Bible Handbook, The B Series of Commentaries by Warren Wiersbe, New Believer's Bible, Tyndale Bible Dictionary. I have done extensive teaching on Old and New Testament books, and these messages are available on CD and audio cassette. For more information, log on to www.harvest.org. Choosing a Bible. What about all these Bible translations? If you're in the market for a Bible, you might find yourself confused by the huge variety available. Various publishers have done lots of hard work to help make the Bible understandable and helpful. In this section, I've listed some of the most common Bible versions you will find at most Christian bookstores or your favorite online book outlet. I've also included a brief overview of each version. The original texts of the Bible were written in Hebrew, Old Testament, and Greek, New Testament. Later, some Jewish scholars translated the Hebrew Old Testament into Greek because Greek was the everyday language of much of the world, beginning about 200 years before the time of Christ. Eventually, the entire text of the Bible was translated into Latin. Unfortunately, as the influence of the Roman Empire waned, soon only priests and scholars who had been trained in the classical languages could read the Latin scriptures. In Great Britain, William Tyndale, 1484 to 1536, who is known as the father of the English Bible, wanted to translate the Bible into English so the common people could read it. However, he could not get permission from the government, so he went to Germany and was able to publish an English translation of the New Testament in 1526. By 1530, he had completed the first five books of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, also called the Pentateuch. However, he was later found guilty of heresy because of his translation work and was burned at the stake in 1536. Since then, the Bible has been translated into hundreds of languages and dozens of English translations.